Report, Joe Biden's DHS freed ISIS linked migrant into U.S. from southern border. By John Binder on June 11, 2024. President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, reportedly released into the United States a Tajikistani migrant linked to the Islamic State, ISIS, terrorist organization. A report from the New York Post indicates that the Tajikistani migrant is among a group of male foreign nationals arrested in Los Angeles, California, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and New York City, New York as part of a Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, sting operation. Watch, ABC's Raddatz calls out Mayorkas on border. Hard to call 6.5 million migrants a success. The ISIS-linked Tajikistani migrant, the Post reports, was wiretapped by the FBI and could be heard discussing bombs. The migrant was reportedly released into the U.S. interior after crossing the southern border and was given a 2025 court date to appear before a federal immigration judge. The group of foreign nationals have been placed into Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, custody and are facing immigration charges, though the details of how and when they each arrived in the U.S. remain unknown, CBS News reports. Sources familiar with the operation said the individuals had been vetted by law enforcement upon entering the U.S., and there was no indication that they had ties to ISIS at the time. Law enforcement subsequently became concerned with their presence in the U.S. and took action, the officials said. Emphasis added. The arrests were carried out in close coordination with the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Forces, the FBI and Department of Homeland Security said in a statement, adding that the individuals who were arrested are in ICE custody pending removal proceedings. Emphasis added. The ISIS-linked Tajikistani migrant is only the latest to be released into American communities by the Biden administration despite ties to terrorism. In April, it was revealed that Mohammad Karwin, a 48-year-old Afghan national and member of the terrorist group Hezb-e-Islami, was twice released into the U.S. interior after first crossing the border in March 2023. Watch, migrant surge in Arizona crippling Border Patrol resources. Similarly, last October, a migrant wanted for terrorism in his native Senegal was released into the U.S. interior and later arrested by ICE agents just one block from New York City's One World Trade Center. In April 2022, Biden's DHS released Isnardo Garcia Amado, who eventually was found on the FBI's terrorist watch list, into the U.S. interior and allowed him to board a domestic commercial flight from Palm Springs, California, to Tampa, Florida, only months after Biden took office in January 2021. His DHS released a migrant into the U.S. interior who was later charged with funding terrorism in his native Venezuela. Since the start of fiscal year 2021, almost 400 migrants who appear on the terrorist watch list have been apprehended along the border attempting to enter the U.S. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.